Think those go on there?
Yeah, like this.
I understand.
A few middle school students are working on the new stage. Seventh grader Alexa Lockman says it should be an easier task than taking apart the old one.
This just looks like it's kind of a puzzle. You just put it on, you know, and then you just twist it once and it's good. The other stage was like a pain.
They spent a few hours on that one. St. Mary's co-principal, Brian Cleary, says he may have thrown in some Taco Bell to sweeten the deal.
It was a good exchange for their work. A lot of bolts in the old stage. I calculated it was over 500 bolts that they took out.
And it was about time.
Out with the old. You know, the old stage was from East Elementary, I believe, 20 or so years ago, and it was very difficult to get in and out of the closet. And this new one is a little more portable. You can kind of hear the noise in the background. It's like, looks like a, if you could see it, looks like a Tinker Toy set.
Cleary says the school received funds from the nonprofit organization, the Kodiak Community Foundation, for the stage, and they're installing it for the second Kodiak Grind.
Well, last time we were a little short on acts, and so as we knew, Kodiak is a pretty full town of people and groups and so on and so forth. So the acts are going to be a little more varied this time around.
He says students will still perform, but some local bands have signed up. The upcoming Kodiak Grind is on Friday at 7 p.m. at St. Mary's. And Cleary says a portion of the profits will go toward the Brother Francis Shelter. For KMXT, I'm Kayla DeRoche.